Welcome to Jack Haley's Log Cabin Jamboree.
Welcome, Log Cabin Jamboree. Welcome, our weekly jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree. Happy as can be, all good friends and jolly good company.
The Log Cabin Jamboree, brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's favorite and largest selling fine table syrup, with its rich, real maple flavor that gives your pancakes, waffles, and all such foods that final touch of deliciousness. Now I'm going to ask Mrs. Stone to give you a suggestion she has.
Well, Warren, I always keep Log Cabin Syrup in plain sight on my pantry shelves to remind me of all the good things it'll make. For instance, in the past few weeks, we've had French toast and corn muffins and raised bacon powder biscuits buttered and with Log Cabin poured over them. Quite often, too, we have vanilla ice cream topped with Log Cabin syrup for dessert. And only the other day, I folded Log Cabin into whipped cream to make a marvelous sauce for the cake. You know, there are loads of things you can serve when you have Log Cabin. And one, they're all good.
I'll bet they are. Thank you, Mrs. Stone. And friends, order some Log Cabin syrup from your grocer. Serve it on pancakes and waffles to give them that tempting, real maple flavor. And keep it on your pantry shelf to remind you of all the new and different things you can make and serve to a grateful family.
All good things and jolly good company.
Out of the money again. Thank you, Warren. Thank you.
Say, Jack, I have a suggestion for tonight, if you don't mind.
What is it, Warren?
Well, you see, every time you tune in on the radio, all the comedy shows talk about California topics. Now, why not let's be a little different tonight?
You mean no gags on California rain?
No. Nope.
No Bing Crosby baby? No California sunshine? No Santa Anita racetrack?
No. Nope.
Well, so long, Warren.
Oh, where are you going?
No program.
Wait a minute, Jack. You can always talk about me.
Still no program. I know what to talk about, Warren.
What's that, Jack?
The picture I'm making, a 20th Century Fox.
Oh, what picture is that?
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Have you a good part in it?
Good part? In the opening scene, I have the most important part in the picture.
You have? What do you do?
Well, Tyrone Power, Don Ameche, and Alice Faye are supposed to be out in the hall. As the scene opens, I'm found opening the door to let them in.
Oh, what's so important about that?
Well, if I don't open the door, they wouldn't be in the picture.
I can see you have a very important part. Go on, tell me more about the story.
Well, I'm the love interest in the picture, Warren. In the beginning of the picture, Alice Faye meets Don Ameche and falls madly in love with him.
Yes.
But then Tyrone Power comes into the picture, and Alice Faye falls madly in love with him and forgets all about Don Ameche.
Well, then what?
Then, Warren, I come into the picture. Alice Faye sighs, rushes up to me and kisses me.
Well, what happens then?
She goes back to Don Ameche.
Well, Jack, are you enjoying making the pictures?
Oh, yes, especially the dramatic moments. There's one scene, Warren, it'll just grip you. It's so dramatic.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, the scene is in a beautiful garden. There's a full moon, soft music. Don Ameche and Alice Faye, my sweetheart, are sitting on a rustic bench embracing. Suddenly I'm seen climbing over the fence. There is my sweetheart in the arms of another man. Instantly a cold feeling sweeps over me, and I rush from the garden.
Why? Because you're heartbroken?
No, because I saw my pants
on the fence. When did this happen?
This afternoon, and boy, was I embarrassed. Excuse me, Warren. Come in.
I was embarrassed this afternoon, too, Mr. Haley. I know just how you feel.
You do? Who are you?
I'm the jockey who rode Seabiscuit.
Big Jockey. That's the horse that came in second.
Jack, I heard you tell Warren about your new picture, Alexander's Ragtime Band. I saw you on the scene making love, and I must say you're a caving over.
You mean Casanova, Wendy?
Uh-oh. No, one kiss and you're caving over.
Huh? Is that so? Well, let me tell you. Door. Come in, please. Come in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
Well, I represent 15,000 employees of a large corporation. We've conducted a poll to determine who's the first comedian on the air.
You have?
Yes, and Mr. Haley, the 15,000 men have voted unanimously for you and Log Cabin Syrup program as the best in radio entertainment.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And in behalf of my company, may I present you and the Log Cabin Syrup Show this award?
Thank you. May I ask what company are these 15,000 men with?
The Log Cabin Syrup Company, your staff.
Ed.
That was Ted Fiorito, who just handicapped his orchestra by leading them in Hi-Ho and Whistle While You Work. The final result of that number is Fiorito first by three measures. Brass Section second by four bars. Banjo, who was picked by everybody, third. Studio audience also ran.
Say, pardon me, Jack. There's a gentleman outside who insists on seeing you.
Tell him I'm busy, Warren. I'll see him later.
Well, he's very insistent on seeing you.
Oh, all right. Show him in.
All right. You can come in.
Pardon me.
I'm here to dilly-dilly. Here's my car.
Your car. Yeah. Let's see. O'Shaughnessy, O'Hara, O'Toole, and O'Brien. Which one are you?
I'm Shapiro, the silent partner.
Very well, Mr. Shapiro. What can I do for you?
Yeah, listen, Mr. Haley. All the radio stars have business on the side. For instance, Bing Crosby got Bob Blink and a stable of horses on the side. Al Jolson got Parky Carcass, also a prize fighter. And you got Fiorito and a headache.
I got Fiorito, but I haven't got a headache.
Just wait till I get through with you.
Well, then, what would you suggest, Mr. Shapiro?
Yeah, well, I would suggest that you get a wrestler for a hobby.
A wrestler?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Is he good? He holds, you know, he holds the world record, 64 out of 65.
You mean he won?
No, he lost. In fact, he's been on the mat so long, he wore out his welcome.
Oh, I see. He's not so well-liked.
He's not too sad. Why, he's so popular, when he walks into the ring and takes off his bathrobe, the crowd stands up and cheer.
Why? Do they like him that well?
No, he's got an American flag tattooed on his chest.
Listen, is he the only athlete you've got?
Hey, no, no. I've got all sorts of exploit athletes.
Just what do you mean?
Well, I've got experts in football, baseball, handball, and volleyball. Nice fights, school fights, school sparks, fights, fights, high jumps, broad jumps, speed jumps, checker jumps, forks, strokes, slugs, and more. East block, bar block, throw block, hammer block, short dash, long dash, dog dash, hammer dash, bean bags, sand bags, dirt bags, punching bags, flips, strips, strips, and clips. That's how you do the dipsy doodle do. Don't let it frighten you. I want you to meet my wrestler, Finkelstein the Frankenstein.
How are you, Mr. Hurley?
He doesn't look like a very strong man.
Oh, no, just feel his muscles.
All right. Wait a minute. He hasn't any muscles at all.
Just a second. Let me feel for myself. Finke, make a muscle.
Matter.
He left his muscles in his other suit. Well, I haven't got time to willy-nilly. Sign the contract and you got a wrestler.
Listen, I don't want this wrestler. I don't think he's any good.
Hey, Pinky the Frenchie, go ahead and show him some of the famous holds.
Go. What do you want me to do first?
Tackle him.
Okay, boss. Come here, Mr. Hay.
Goodness. Pinky, I said tackle him, not tickle him.
He can't wrestle.
Oh, he can?
No. And for 2 cents, why, I could hold him down with one hand and with the other, throw you out of the ring into somebody's lap.
Make it get a Lombard's lap, and it's a deal.
I'd like to make a deal with someone to get you two out of here. I think your wrestler is a phony.
Is that so? He can take any three men in the house and break them in two.
I don't. Come in.
Mr. Haley. The three of us have come to help you.
Well, thank you, boy. Do me a favor, will you? And throw this guy out.
It'll be a pleasure. Let's get it.
Look what that wrestler did to my three boys. Boys, speak to me. Oh, ow. Oi.
Let it rain, let it pour, there's a welcome at my door to stay for a rainy day. Now some folks say a rainy day is the most complaining day, but we figure differently. Now what do we do on a rainy day? There's plenty to do on a rainy day. We don't sit around just talking of the weather on a rainy day. Baby and me, we don't complain. We bet on the drops trickling down the lane. We think it's swell whenever we're together on a rainy day. We sigh, my. Time goes by. We kiss and then kiss again. We never blew on a rainy day. There's plenty to do when the clouds are gray. We get along like birds of a feather, 'cause we love to be together no matter what the weather. We think it's a lovely day when we're caught in the rain. Yes, when we go singing on our way, there's no need to complain. Let the rain pitter-patter, 'cause it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. On a rainy day we sigh. Oh me, oh my, how the time goes by. We kiss and then kiss again, but we never blew on a rainy day. There's plenty to do when the clouds are gray. We get along like birds of a feather, 'cause we don't mind the weather. As long as we're together, we love it on a rainy day.
That was Virginia Verrill singing on a rainy day, and now Warren Hall.
Thank you, Jack. Friends, let's listen to a conversation in a typical business office.
These figures, Tom, all wrong again. Three times in the past 2 weeks now. What's wrong, anyway?
I don't know, Chief. I thought... Well, to tell you the truth, I don't feel so hot these mornings.
Up late?
No, sir. In bed every night by 10:30.
What are you eating for breakfast?
Breakfast? Why, the usual thing. Orange juice, coffee, sometimes toast.
Tom, let me give you some advice. Some time ago, I wasn't feeling up to snuff myself. I went to my doctor. He told me to have a real breakfast mornings. Said to cut down a bit on my dinner at night if I were afraid of the old waistline, and add to my breakfast. Reminded me what a long time it is between dinner and lunch next day, and that I needed the energy at breakfast to get me up and get going. Well, I've been eating a real breakfast for a long time now, things like pancakes and waffles. But I feel fine.
Say, those pancakes sound pretty good to me. Thanks for the tip, Chief.
And friends, thousands of busy people are cutting down on dinner and eating a real breakfast to give them the morning energy they need. Energy when they need it most. At work, at school, at home. And to most people, a real breakfast means pancakes and plenty of log cabin syrup real often. Because that's America's favorite real breakfast. Just as log cabin syrup is America's favorite fine table syrup. Try serving pancakes or waffles with log cabin syrup for breakfast at least twice a week.
Virginia, come here a minute, will you?
Yes, Jack.
Virginia, it's going to be a happy day when you and I get married.
Yes, Jack.
Why, we'll walk down the aisle together.
Yes.
And we'll have a beautiful wedding.
Yes.
By the way, Virginia, what's your favorite hymn?
Robert Taylor.
You know, Virginia, lately everyone has been complaining.
They've been complaining because it's raining night and day.
We should worry just because it's raining.
Why?
Because they don't call it rain in California.
No?
Yes, there ain't no moonlight tonight.
Do what? Who wants the moonlight when there's you and me and love? Yes, no birds are singing tonight.
So what? Who wants the birdies when there's you and me and love? Yes, there ain't no privacy in the parlor. Your sister's around, your brother's around.
My mother's around and my father's around.
The cat is around, the dog is around. But that don't bother us. Say, yes, there ain't no moonlight tonight.
So what? Who wants the moonlight when there's you and me in love?
They warned us, you know, there ain't no moonlight tonight. So what? Who wants the moonlight when we've got log cabin syrup? No way, Ted, there ain't no moonlight tonight. So what? Who wants the moonlight when the Fiorita's music? Who cares if there's no moon in California? There's a moon in Miami.
A moon in Monte Carlo.
A half moon on the Hudson.
And one coming over the mountain.
A harvest moon.
Oh, man, moon.
Two moons.
A blue moon.
But that don't bother us. No! There ain't no moonlight tonight.
Tonight.
So what?
So what?
Who wants the moonlight when it's you and me and love? Thank you. That was Virginia Verl and yours truly singing, Yes, There Ain't No Moonlight Tonight. And now, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. Hello.
Hello, Jack. This is Walt Disney. Quiet, Donald. Quiet, quiet. Quiet.
Quiet, Walt.
Listen, Jack, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
What is it?
I wonder if you'd do me a favor, Jack.
Why, yes. What is it, Walt?
Jack, I'm having trouble with Donald Duck. He's got to start on a picture early tomorrow, and he refuses to go to sleep.
Well, what do you want me to do, Walt?
Won't you tell one of your fairyland stories, Jack?
Why, certainly, Walt.
Good, good.
Well, tonight I'm going to tell the story of my great-great-third cousin, Horatio Texas Ranger Haley, the bad man of Gallstone. The story takes place in a border town along the Rio Grande. And incidentally, log cabin syrup is trendy, too, for the pancakes. As the scene opens, Horatio and his men are on the cattle ranch, working with fury, frenzy, futility. Come on, boys. We've got to pull together now. Come on. One. Two. Three. Better stop milking the boys. We got enough for one day.
Hey, what kind of a cow is that?
It's a Holstein. Let's go in the house, Lamb, and get down to business.
Okay, boss.
Now, listen, boys, it's high time we put a stop to some of the rustling in these here parts. Two rings, that's us.
Yep.
Hello?
Is this the chief of the Rangers?
Yes.
Well, this is Jeff Perkins.
Well, what can I do for you, Jeff?
Things are getting mighty bad around these here parts. By this morning, thousands of cattle stampeded across the border.
Thousands of cattle stampeded across the border? Well, what of it?
If it happens again, the border says he'll move.
Darn those cattle owners, they're always raising a beast. You know, Lamb...
Help! Help!
Hey, one of the cowboys are calling for help, Horatio. Listen to him.
Help! My pants is on fire! My pants is on fire!
Where are you?
Home on the range!
Come on, Horatio, let's help him. Come on.
No, that hombre is a murderer. He deserves a hot seat.
Horatio, something terrible just happened.
Pardon?
Something terrible just happened.
What is it?
The rustlers just broke into my barn and stole a half a cow.
They stole a half a cow, hey? What's so terrible about that?
It was a half to get the milk from.
Well, I'll take care of that.
Oh, it ain't no use, Horatio. We've been having nothing but trouble. We ought to do something about this.
Well, now, don't worry, Lamb.
Calling all rangers. This is state prison. Two prisoners have just broken out.
With Hacksaw?
No, with Maples. That is all.
Hey, that's an old joke.
These are old prisoners.
Oh, there's nothing but trouble, Lamb.
Well, now, that's not the half of it, Horatio. The horses are setting up all the hay.
That's the last straw. Come on, Lamb. There's work to be done. Let's go.
Well, come on. Let's get on.
Well, there's the horses. Let's head for Fiorito's behind the 8-Mile Ranch. I've got a hunch that he's the secret head of the smuggling ring. Okay. I'll take the high road.
And I'll take the low road.
And we'll be behind the 8-Mile by morning. What's the matter with us, Lamb?
Oh, we're just awful silly.
I guess so. Oh, it's a funny thing, Lamb. You're going north and I'm going south and we're both on the same horse. Eat up, Sea Biscuit. Now he runs. Where was he today? Who? Look, Lem, there's a fella walking up the road.
Well, it looks like one of them Mexican peasants, a peon.
A peon, eh? Well, I'll find out. He looks suspicious. Hey, muchacho.
Si, senor.
Are you a peon?
No, I'm a peone.
Must be the flower of Mexico. Well, here we are. This is behind the 8-Mile Ranch. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Say, now, look you here, Horatio. You're not going to walk right in there, aren't you, afeard?
Afeard? I don't know the meaning of trepidation.
Well, that's all right. I'm ignorant, too.
Oh, good morning, strangers. Won't you come in?
Don't mind if we do, Mom. Nation, I knew I should have gotten off my horse first.
Say, that's a mighty fine hat you're wearing, stranger.
Thank you, ma'am. That's a mighty fine bonnet you've got, too.
And that's a mighty pretty handkerchief around your neck.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. And that's a right smart shawl you're wearing.
And that's a mighty fine-looking pair of trousers you're wearing.
And that's a nice weather we're having. Well, Mom, we're aiming for to see your pa. Where is he?
Well, he's in the kitchen, and you better stop aiming. I'll fetch him right away.
Thank you, ma'am. Mighty pretty silly, that. Let you down, ma'am.
These here are the fellows who want to meet you, Daddy.
Reckon as how I'm mighty happy to meet you, Pad.
That's Pod, Ted, if you don't mind.
Reckon as how I'm mighty happy...
Don't be padding up your pod.
Reckon as how I'm mighty happy to meet you, Pod. And this is my daughter.
Howdy, ma'am. We spoke before.
Tell me, strangers, what brings you to these parts?
Well, we heard tell us how there might be some smuggling going on hereabouts.
Smuggling? Then why do you come to my place first?
We always start by looking for the dope. Catch on?
Well, I don't know anything about it.
Then I'll have to ask your daughter. Tell me, Mom, have you been doing any smuggling?
Nope, but I've been doing plenty of smuggling. Wahoo!
This is getting us nowhere. Who else is on the ranch?
Well, the only other person is my Chinese cook, Sling Hai, from the picture of the same name.
Bring him in. We'll grill the ornery vomit.
Sling Hai, come here.
Let me out. Get your horse.
He's a coming.
He's certainly a suspicious-looking character. I'll go to work on him. Come here, you. Are you Fiorito's Chinese?
Me not Flamon's Chinese.
Tell me, do you know any smugglers around here?
Smuggler? Oh, sure. Last witness is smuggler. Him named Sam Hong. Texas Rangers catch him.
What happened?
Sam Hong.
I think you better answer some questions I want to ask you. Where are you born?
Me born Yangtze.
Yangtze? Eh? Well, where did you learn to speak English?
Me go to Oxford College.
You went to Oxford?
Sure, me Yangtze at Oxford.
Hey, look you here, Horatio. I think it's how this only varmint are making a fool out of you.
Well, he won't succeed, Lamb. I've got something up my sleeve.
Well, what is it?
I don't know, but it's been itching me all day. tell me, how did you happen to come here to Texas?
I may come here with my brother. Me stay here. He go to Hollywood. Get him pictures.
Did he get in pictures?
No, him die broken heart.
Oh, he did?
On tombstone, he say, me in person, no talkie, no movie. Bingo!
Something tells me that you're not a real Chinaman.
Certainly, me a real Chinaman.
Then, where's your pigtail?
Oh, sure, me got pigtail. You're still checking, you're still checking. What did you ask me? A pigtail, wait.
I knew it. He's a rustler in disguise. See the man.
All right.
Now listen, I'll let you go on one condition. You've got to help us find the rustler.
Oh, that's what you're looking for. Why didn't you say so? I'll bring him here in 1 second. You King Frankenstein.
What do you want? Why, that's Finkelstein the Frankenstein. He's no rustler.
The rustler? Oh, I thought you said wrestler. Take him away.
Here's just a reminder again that tomorrow's another Sunday, and to most of us, that means pancakes for breakfast. No rushing to the office or to the day's job, but time to sit at the table and really enjoy breakfast. Pancakes or waffles make a swell breakfast for the whole family, especially when you serve them with Log Cabin syrup. For Log Cabin is a smooth blend of three fine sugars, Canadian maple, Vermont maple, and pure southern cane, combined to give Log Cabin its real maple flavor, its tempting golden brown color, and its perfect consistency. Why not phone your grocer or delicatessen now? He's probably open yet, and he'll be glad to send you Log Cabin syrup, all ready for tomorrow morning's breakfast.
Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Vera, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
This is the National Broadcasting Company.